Thanks, Brad. Good morning. A search for explosives turns up empty. Yesterday afternoon, Eureka police were alerted to the possibility of explosive materials in a room at the Christie Motel. Police were told it had been stored illegally in room 21. Officers evacuated the area, and after 3 hours of securing and searching, bomb technicians could find no device in the room. While nothing has turned up, the investigation into the original report is ongoing. Former Eureka resident Cole Machado has been sentenced to more than 27 years in federal prison after he was sentenced in a Virginia courtroom. Machado pleaded guilty to the production of child pornography involving two different minors and distributing the images to another man in Virginia who had assisted Machado in their production. The FBI's investigation revealed Machado produced the images in 2009. He came to the attention of authorities after they arrested his accomplice in Virginia, a former sailor in the U.S. Navy. The man pled guilty and named Machado as his accomplice. Machado pled guilty last September. The 25-year-old was also sentenced to a lifetime of supervised parole once he's released from prison. The FBI, the Sheriff's Office, and the U.S. Attorney's Office conducted the investigation. The Board of Supervisors meet this morning. Reporter Dan Squire with the details.
The Board of Supervisors meets and an item of countywide interest will be discussed in the afternoon session. The board will discuss a recommendation from County Council to extend the current medical marijuana ordinance moratorium for the rest of the year or until the state Supreme Court rules on a dispute over whether or not federal authorities can override local governments which regulate marijuana, still considered a Class 1 drug by the federal government. A lawsuit against the County of Los Angeles and the City of Long Beach cast doubt as to whether local governments are allowed to regulate medical cannabis in the face of federal statutes. It's unclear if the state Supreme Court will review the case, and with the moratorium in place, no permits related to growing or dispensing medical cannabis will be issued in Humboldt County.
Thanks, Dan. The County Department of Health and Human Services announced another round of grants awarded to local organizations which provide assistance to area homeless. The grants from the California Department of Housing and Community Development amount to more than $340,000 and will go to Arcata House, Redwood Action Agency, as well as other groups. The state grants come on the heels of federal grants of more than $550,000 awarded earlier this year to assist local groups in providing shelter and services to the homeless. More KINS News. It's after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer CeCe Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
Mobile technology has made it easier to remain plugged into an ever-growing electronic world, and Humboldt State University announced that it has just improved an application for mobile and handheld devices. The school now has a mobile website that provides information on athletic events, campus news, event listings, a campus map, and a campus directory. You can download the app at m.humboldt.edu. The mobile site was created following a growing demand from students, faculty, alumni, and the local community for information about campus activities. Congressman Mike Thompson announced yesterday that new regulations regarding fairness to airline passengers go into effect this week. The new protections have been instituted by the U.S. Department of Transportation and will require that all airlines and ticket agents include mandatory taxes and fees in published airfares and disclose baggage fees as well. Airlines and ticket agents must now ensure that consumers are aware of the true cost of purchasing a ticket when many taxes or fees remain hidden, and will make it easier for consumers to calculate the true price of a ticket before purchase. In addition to the new disclosure rules, airlines will also be required to disclose any baggage fees up front, and that those baggage fees must remain consistent throughout the customer's journey. The new rules build on passenger rights enacted last summer that ensure passengers stuck on the tarmac for more than 2 hours have access to food, water, and restroom facilities. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.